All right. Tip number six. What if you can create that sense of a tightness into your audience's stomach? You know, they have to fight. Like maybe they're trying to avoid that, and so they have to just breathe through it and really work to not tighten up, you know? But it's similar to the tightening up that you might do. If you're a passenger in a car and they're tailgating and you don't want them to hit the car in front of you, and you just kind of like you press down as if you're pushing on the brakes, right? And you're trying to like hold and it's like, stop this flow. We don't want this to happen. It's too awful. But you can't look away, you know? It's like awful in a way that you're seeking out because it's the kind of story that you want to read. So there's that like tightening up, trying to stop this is what's happening. So how can you create something that your readers just see where this is going? This is not good. Wish we could get this character to not do that. No, 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 don't do it, don't do it. And then he either doesn't do it or does it. And you need to know when they want to feel that character do it and when they want him not to do it. What's going to be truly satisfying? What's going to make them leave that moment and feel like, oh man, I had to see what's going to happen after this cliffhanger? Or, you know, that's just, it's like too uncomfortable. It's too close to life, too, you know. So these characters that are feeling this way, they're not just lackadaisical about their life. You know, they're not just taking it for granted. They're fully inhabiting it on edge. It's like they're, of course all the characters are quite different, but so many of them that are focused on, you know, the camera's right in their face, so to speak. You're looking at their every expression, or you're looking from outside them, and they're caring about what's around them. So it's like this trembling, you know, it's like this really feel it. You're not buffering your feelings. You're feeling them completely. You're on fire. And that's the way the characters are. And that's how the readers want to feel for a little while. You know, people tend to have to just dampen and dilute and create something between them and just the intense feelings that could come up so they can make it through their days. But then when they go into the book, they want to have it be that intensity. It's like tearing away all that buffering again for a while in a way that's safe.